ASU this week laid out its uniform combinations for the upcoming football season. Now, not to sound all old fogey or anything, but there was a time when a team had a home uniform and a road uniform, and we all knew which one it'd wear for each game. That time, however, has passed. Paul Lucas writes about uniform and logo design for ESPN.com and his own site, Uniwatch.com.
More teams have more uniform styles, more designs. It used to be you pretty much had two uniforms, you know, your home uniform and road uniform, and now teams have any number of alternates and special occasion uniforms, and in the world of college football, teams usually just had one helmet, and now teams will have three, four, even five or six helmets.
Why are they doing that?
I think part of it is a reflection of what you might call our short attention span society, and the cycle of change is much faster in the uniform world. Teams used to change their uniforms once a generation, and then it was once a decade, and then it was every 5 years, and now it's, for many teams, every year or even every game. And fans get sort of itchy if there's not a new design put in front of them on an ever-increasing or ever-faster time cycle. Part of it certainly is merchandising, not so much with helmets because people don't buy replica helmets, but they do buy replica jerseys, and so the more jerseys a team wears, that's the, you know, every new design you put on the field is a new design you can sell.
So just a few years ago, Arizona State unveiled its new uniforms with a new logo and a new color scheme and everything, and this week they unveiled the combinations of uniforms that they would be wearing for their home games this year.
Yeah, is this something their uniform schedule. So
right, yeah. I mean, is this something that a lot of schools are doing?
More and more schools are doing it. Some schools will put on their season tickets, you know, if you're a season ticket holder and you get your pack of tickets, and it will say on the tickets what color jersey the team is going to wear for a given home game. And the idea there is that the fans are requested or even expected to dress up in that same color. So you can have that, you know, the blackout game or the whiteout game or the goldout game or whatever color it might be.
It's hard to look at stuff like this and not be somewhat cynical and say, you know, the schools are just trying to make more money, that, you know, the more uniforms they have, the more, as you said, jerseys they can sell, the more T-shirts they can sell, the more merchandise they can sell. Is there something in this for the fans other than, you know, being able to see change on a weekly or perhaps on a season-by-season basis?
What does the fan get out of it? I think sort of overriding all of this and kind of woven in with all those other reasons or you know, levels of appeal for the fan gets this feeling of legitimacy for the team, that there is now this feeling that, rightly or wrongly, that a big-time school has lots of uniforms, and that it's only the little schools or the old-fashioned schools or the schools who aren't with it that stick to just a basic home and road design. More and more, there is a feeling that the more uniforms you have, somehow the more legitimate you are, that you're one of the cool kids. We could debate or discuss whether that's kind of a legitimate thing or more of an impression or an illusion even. But I do think that that is the feeling many fans have.
Paul Lucas writes about uniform and logo design for ESPN.com and his site, Uniwatch.com.